The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings. This flash briefing is brought to you by Genentech, the makers of a new FDA-approved treatment for SMA. To learn about our study results across different types of people with SMA, visit approvedforsma.com. That's approvedforsma.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Paramedian injection approach found to ease Spinraza administration. Administering Spinraza or nusinersen via a particular method of injection, called the paramedian approach, can shorten procedure times and reduce the occurrence of adverse events for people with spinal muscular atrophy, a small study suggests. This method may prove to be a much easier route for administration for SMA patients with scoliosis and other spinal issues, the researchers said. The study, Administration of Nusinersen via Paramedian Approach for Spinal Muscular Atrophy, was published in Brain and Development. Spinraza, developed by Biogen, was the first disease-modifying therapy approved for treating SMA. It works by allowing the body to produce more of the survival motor neuron protein, a protein that's essential for the health of motor neurons and is present in lower amounts in people with SMA. In order to work properly, Spinraza needs to be injected directly into the liquid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord, called the cerebrospinal fluid. This typically is achieved via intrathecal injection, an injection into the base of the spinal cord. The most common strategy for intrathecal injections is known as the interspinous approach, but it can be difficult, especially in individuals with spinal complications like scoliosis, when the spine curves sideways. The researchers wrote, quote, "In patients with SMA, both scoliosis and lack of spinal flexibility can be a barrier for intrathecal nusinersen administration. Our first intrathecal administration of nusinersen was performed via classical intraspinous approach. It was very difficult and necessitated multiple attempts and long procedure time, resulting in unbearable burden of the patient," they wrote. An alternative to the interspinous approach is the paramedian approach. The difference between the two has to do with how the needle is inserted through the spine in terms of position and angle. In the new study, researchers reported on 7 SMA patients who were administered Spinraza via the paramedian approach, using the aid of imaging guidance for needle placement. The patients ranged in age from 12 to 40. 6 had SMA type 2 and 1 had SMA type 1. 3 of the patients had very severe scoliosis. In total, 38 doses of the medication were given to these patients. All of the administrations were successful. In fact, in most, 31 of 38, the injection was successful on the first attempt. The administrations were generally short, with the median length of total stay clocked at 44 minutes. Further, there was no significant difference in administration time between individuals with or without severe scoliosis. Most injections were administered without any side effects, and no serious adverse events were reported. Reported adverse events included back pain, headache, nausea, and low blood oxygen levels. The researchers wrote, quote, "Intrathecal administration of Spinraza via the paramedian approach was successful in patients with SMA associated with scoliosis." By comparing their findings with previously published data, the team concluded that intrathecal administration of nusinersen via the paramedian approach had the advantages of a high success rate and short procedure time with fewer adverse events in SMA patients with scoliosis. The researchers noted that this was a small, retrospective study based only on the findings from one healthcare center. They wrote, quote, "A multi-center analysis confirming our results is needed before our conclusions can be generalized to broader populations of patients."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
This flash briefing is made possible by a sponsorship from Genentech. Are you living with SMA, or are you a caregiver for someone who is? A new treatment has just been FDA approved based on studies of different types of people living with SMA. Genentech extends a special thanks to all of the individuals, families, and healthcare providers who participated in the studies that led to making this new treatment option a reality. To learn more about this new treatment, visit approvedforsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. For me, one of the most difficult aspects of living with a disability is navigating the healthcare system. Unfortunately, that system is an integral part of our lives. Reading Brianna Elber's latest column, I Can't Get Evrysdi Yet, Thanks to a Broken Healthcare System, brought back memories of my struggles. Just a few months ago, I was in tears after spending a day on the phone simply trying to schedule a pre-procedure COVID test so I could get my next Spinraza injection. I got the test, I got the injection, but it really shouldn't have been the struggle it was. That's just one example of many. Here's Brianna's article. I may have thrown a bit of a fit about genetic testing, but at the end of the day, it was easier than most things. The genetic counselor sent me the test in the mail. I'm tired of COVID-19, but I will say I'm enjoying the ability to do pretty much everything from the comfort of home. I did a spit take, captured it in a vial, and sent it back free of charge. It didn't take long for the genetic geniuses to determine that I had 3 copies of the SMN2 gene. In my defense, I wouldn't have thrown a fit if they had just said outright that my original test from the 90s didn't look for SMN2 copies. But what's done is done. I'm saving the test results so next time some well-meaning medical professional suggests I might not actually have SMA, I can clap back in record time. Armed with the updated test results, I scheduled an appointment with a pediatric neurologist. The universe was clearly trying to make up for my last appointment, because I was able to secure a virtual slot at the glorious time of 12:10 p.m. I didn't have to get up before the sun, or drive 40 minutes to downtown Minneapolis-St. Paul, or shiver in the weak autumnal sunlight as my dad searched for a parking spot. The neurologist knew what SMA was, a miracle. He knew I was interested in an Evrysdi, risdiplam, and knew exactly what needed to be done to jumpstart the insurance application, another miracle. I hopped from one video call to another, meeting with care coordinators and physical therapists. The process was easy and painless, a miracle to beat all other miracles. I knew that insurance would put up a fight. Evrysdi is expensive and brand spanking new, but I figured I had an advantage. Spinraza, nusinersen, Evrysdi's older and slightly less refined cousin, was a no-go for me and my spinal rods. It's Evrysdi or bust. Surely they would prefer to pay for a preventative treatment instead of multiple hospital visits. I had high hopes. 2020 was a terrible year, but things were turning around, and a little optimism never hurt anyone. Then I got a denial letter from my insurance. My mom flounced into my room with the air of someone who is more than ready to don her boxing gloves. The reason for the denial was, in her words, blatantly false. Current plan approved criteria does not allow coverage of Evrysdi for spinal muscular atrophy if the patient is dependent on invasive breathing support or non-invasive breathing support other than for naps or nighttime sleep. Other than my BiPAP, which I use for nighttime sleep, I'm not dependent on breathing support. My mom is particularly talented at inspiring the masses, so I took to my chart with righteous fury. I wasn't sure how the information got mixed up, but I hoped the clarification would speed things along. My neurologist's response was simple. Apparently, it is common for insurance companies to read notes incorrectly. In other words, denials are common and mean nothing. This is my last column of 2020. Normally, I would try to wrap things up with a pretty little bow. I have my moments, but I am and will always be a glass half full type of person. But 2020 has been a year, and I'm tired. Tired of a system that punishes the sick and disabled. Tired of a system that oppresses and gaslights and couches harm in terms like insurance coverage and medical necessity. Tired of a system that wastes my time, and my caregiver's time, and my doctor's time, and so on and so forth, from now until the end of time. Tired. And that's okay. So I'll leave you with this. 2021 is a chance to make things better. And I sincerely hope that we do. Quote, we don't die of secret deaths anymore. The world only spins forward. We will be citizens. The time has come. Bye now. You are fabulous creatures, each and every one. And I bless you. More life. the great work begins, end quote. Tony Kushner, Angels in America. Thanks for sharing, Brianna. I really do hope that everyone puts their best foot forward in 2021 and we see positive changes come about. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a great day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.